Writers on Craft. I'm Suzanne LeGrand, and today I'm speaking with children's author and also illustrator Carolyn Conahan. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I imagine that a lot of people who aren't children's book writers may read a children's book and say, oh, I could write that. That's not so hard. There is a lot of craft in writing a children's book. What would you say are the elements that are particular to writing children's books and to be able to write children's books well? What do you need to master? There is a lot of craft in writing a children's book. What would you say are the elements that are particular to writing children's books and to be able to write children's books well? What do you need to master?
I think you shouldn't be trying to teach to some idealized child, you know, innocent, needs to be honest and authentic. And it can, I mean, that means gritty, or there's ugliness, there's unpleasantness, and kids see that and they will connect with that.
You taught a workshop entitled Hit Me Again, I Can Take It, Making the Most of Constructive Criticism. I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about how to make the most of constructive criticism.
Well, I have been in a critique group for over 20 years, and with my work at the magazine and with the various books I've written and illustrated, I've been through the editorial process over 100 times. It's been a very useful learning process. But I also know that there are so many ways that the critique and editorial process can really hurt. It can discourage or crush. We all have these complicated inner lives and, you know, things we may or may not want to talk about. And those are all intensely connected to what and why we write. And that's the way it should be. But that also makes us very sensitive to criticism. If you are working with an editor or getting a critique from another writer that you picture as being more knowledgeable or experienced than you, then there's a danger to make changes because they think that's a good idea. It may or may not be what your piece of writing needs. And if you do things because you feel like someone knows better, then it's not going to be a helpful process. You need to be able to tell the difference between the little voice in your head that is connected to the reason you started to write this piece in the beginning from the other critical voice in your head that's just telling you that you suck and that you should listen to this person because they know what they're talking about.
How did you learn to tell the difference, or how do you recognize when the critique is helpful or not to you?
Well, I have a little sort of a checklist. I mean, why does this critique hurt? Does it hurt because it is wrong, wrong, wrong? If it's wrong, it could be wrong because the person isn't getting it. They didn't get the story at all. They don't see what you're trying to do. Their comments are suggesting a direction that you don't want to go in. If that's the case, then ask yourself, did they not get the story because maybe it's just not their kind of story at all? And maybe they're suggesting changes that they would make if it was their story. And if that's the case, those are not going to be useful comments because it's not their story, it's your story, and you need to do what you need to do. But they might not get it because your story isn't speaking for itself. The story in your head is an idea. The words on the page may or may not be representing the story as you see it in your head. It's a translation. Maybe that's a good representation of my story and maybe it's not. So maybe I need to add something to the story which will lead the reader in the right direction, or maybe I need to cut something that's distracting them and making them think it's a different kind of a story. There's also the possibility the comments might be right, and maybe they hurt because they're suggesting something that is going to be a lot of work and you don't know if you're up to it. Or maybe the comments have triggered one of these secret fears, like that we're a fraud or that we're untalented or that we're unhip. Sometimes figuring out why something is wrong is the thing you need to do to figure out what is right.
Now, you are a part of a critique group, right?
Yep.
How long have you been part of that group?
We've been meeting off and on for over 20 years.
20 years?
Yep.
Wow.
Not as... People have gotten really busy lately, like over the summer. It's hard to meet, but we have been meeting for over 20 years.
What do you get from that critique group? Do you think that critique is a skill that can be learned?
Oh, definitely. If you want to write and put your writing out in the world. I think it's important to understand that everyone who sees it is going to have an opinion about it. And it might not, you know, they might like it, they might not like it. You should get used to the idea that some people don't like the same thing, so they're not all going to like it. The process of learning to give and take critiques, it's a personal skill and a professional skill too. You definitely need to be able to do this. It will definitely help if you get a reputation as being someone who can deal with the process in a way that is, you know, keeps the project moving forward, then that will make it easier to work again.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Writers on Craft.
Well, thank you.
I'm Suzanne LeGrand, and this has been Writers on Craft. For more information about Ms. Conahan's work, you can visit her website at www.carolyndigbyconahan.com. And for more information about Writers on Craft and the craft of writing, you can go to www.writersoncraft.com, or you can visit KBOO's website at kboo.fm/writersoncraft.